This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States and the European Union have agreed to work towards zero tariffs and zero subsidies on non-automobile goods. VOA's Luis Ramirez has more.
The president announced the agreements alongside EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker at the White House Wednesday following their meeting over Trump's trade dispute with the EU.
We will also work to reduce barriers and increase trade.
Juncker says he has made a deal with Trump to try to ease trade tensions. Juncker also said as long as negotiations are ongoing, the EU will hold off further tariffs and reassess existing tariffs on steel and aluminum. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Reuters' Ed Giles reports that authorities in Pakistan say the official results from Wednesday election will be delayed.
Pakistan's general election has been plunged into chaos after authorities said they were delaying the full results with cricket hero Imran Khan in the lead. After the partial count was revealed, opposition groups were quick to call foul, saying that the count was rigged. The party of Khan's jailed rival, ousted Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, went as far to call it an assault on democracy. The full results were initially due at 2 a.m. local time on Thursday, but authorities said there was a failure of the electronic counting system, which meant votes needed to be counted by hand.
That was Reuters reporter Ed Giles. The death toll from coordinated attacks by Islamic State fighters on a usually peaceful southern city in Syria and its surrounding countryside has climbed to 216. Mass funerals were held in the city of Soweida on Thursday, a day after the wave of attacks that began in the early hours of the morning and lasted for hours. IS militants also attacked a number of villages in the northeast where local militias and residents took up arms to fight advancing militants. This is VOA News. Beijing police say a man suffered a hand injury when a homemade bomb he was carrying exploded outside the U.S. Embassy in Beijing. VOA's Pernell Murdoch has the details.
Beijing police have identified the bomber as a 26-year-old man from China's Inner Mongolia region. The man's hand was injured by the device, which police say was made from fireworks. The incident occurred near the area where visa applicants line up to enter the embassy for interviews. Photos posted on social media after the blast showed a large cloud of smoke filling the air outside the diplomatic compound in the Chinese capital. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Troops searched for survivors in the remote southern tip of Laos on Thursday. Reuters' Scarlett Vitanovich reports comes 3 days after the collapse of a hydro power dam, which sent torrents of water through villages.
State media say at least 26 people have been confirmed dead, with more than 130 missing since Monday's disaster. More than 3,000 people are reportedly still awaiting rescue from the swirling floodwaters. The lack of information is partly due to inaccessibility of the area, but also because reports from the state media have been scant and sketchy. On Thursday, the country's prime minister was cited as saying only one person had been found dead. Access to many of the flooded villages is blocked, with flash flooding and landslides covering roads.
That was Reuters reporter Scarlett Vitanovich. The head of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security told U.S. lawmakers Wednesday that she is not a racist. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has that story.
At an hour-long meeting with roughly 20 members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus yesterday, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said she is not a racist. Nielsen was responding to a remark from a lawmaker that she is working for a racist regime. Nielsen also assured the lawmakers that the government is on track to meet today's court-ordered deadline for reuniting migrant children with their families. As many as 2,551 children age 5 and older were separated from their families at the border earlier this year. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The five leaders of the BRICS emerging economies have gathered in South Africa for an annual summit where the United States is being criticized for escalating tariffs on foreign goods. Chinese President Xi Jinping said on Wednesday that the world faces a choice between cooperation and confrontation. Saudi Arabia said Thursday it was suspending oil shipments through a strategic Red Sea lane after Yemen's Iran-aligned rebels attacked two tankers in the waterway, underscoring the risk of an escalation in tensions in the region. Saudi Arabia and arch foe Iran have been locked in a 3-year proxy war in Yemen. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.